And from the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton. In its more than 60-year history, Alaska has never had an openly LGBTQ state lawmaker. After this year's general election, voters are set to send three down to Juneau. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early has more on how the history-making candidates hope to better reflect the state's diversity in the legislature.
Democrat Andrew Gray assumed he'd feel relieved after seeing he got more than 50% of the vote, enough to win his race outright and represent East Anchorage in the state house. But a little over a week later, with more results trickling in and confirming his win, he's still a little anxious.
There's been meetings and phone calls and trying to, you know, figure out where I'm going to live and thinking about staff to hire. And all of that has been stressors that I was not expecting and that have continued to prevent me from sleeping well at night.
While Gray says he's laser-focused on the issues he campaigned on, his win also notches a big milestone in Alaska politics. He and two other candidates, Jenny Armstrong and Ashley Carrick, are on track to become the first openly LGBTQ Alaskans to serve in the state legislature. But all three candidates, including Gray, say while representation is important, it's not why they ran.
That is not a part of my campaign. I ran on housing and homelessness. I ran on fully funding our schools. I ran on bringing common sense solutions to the problems that we have in our community. And it just happens to be that I am married to a man.
Gray lives in East Anchorage with his husband, Jay, and their 9-year-old son. Gray is a member of the National Guard, and he worked at the VA for 5 years before running for office. Even though Gray will be the first openly gay man to serve in Juneau, he says he knows that journey of representation didn't start and end with him. He speaks highly of former Anchorage Senator Johnny Ellis, who publicly came out in 2016 after retiring from more than 30 years of public service. Ellis passed away earlier this year. Gray thinks public sentiments have changed, so much so that he felt comfortable putting his husband on his campaign handouts.
Our Get Out the Vote mailer actually had a photo of our family, of me and my husband and my son on it. I am someone running in 2022. I don't think this race, the way I did it, would have been possible even 10 years ago.
Also in Anchorage, Democrat Jenny Armstrong, who's poised to win her West Anchorage House seat, identifies as pansexual. And she says she represented herself fully in her campaign.
You know, it was a big banner on my website. It is nothing that I ever hid. For me, I really believe that when folks feel fully self-expressed and can be who they are and feel safe and seen and heard and loved, that those are not just nice ideas, but that they're connected to a thriving economy.
Armstrong is the founder of two businesses aimed at promoting social good and philanthropy, especially among women. As one of the first openly LGBTQ lawmakers, Armstrong wants constituents to feel welcomed and represented by their government.
If not everyone in your community feels welcome, our business is going to want to move here if we don't have those kind of protections in place? Are we going to attract people to want to move to Alaska? More importantly, are folks going to want to stay?
Further north, Democrat Ashley Carrick, a former legislative staffer, is slated to win her race to represent Western Fairbanks in the state house. Carrick is openly bisexual and says she's been out for all of her adulthood.
Growing up as a teenager and feeling the need to be closeted myself, to now being really openly a public figure and LGBT. I think that representation is important, and I bring a certain mindfulness on those issues that comes from experience to the table.
One of the LGBTQ issues that Carrick says could come up in the legislature is gay marriage, which is currently federally protected.
Our Constitution specifically states that marriage is between a man and a woman, so if the Supreme Court decides to overturn that, we're going to have a major challenge in this state. So as someone who not only cares about LGBT friends who are married and same-sex relationships, but as someone who could have easily been that person, I think that that's really important to me.
As Carrick, Gray, and Armstrong prepare to join 57 other lawmakers in Juneau next year, they say they're very aware that not every lawmaker will be open to their sexual orientation. For example, the state Republican Party has taken stances against gay marriage and recognition of transgender youth. Carrick says she believes that everyone who runs for public office does so with the best intentions. While she says it's disappointing that there are lawmakers who intend to govern in opposition to her identity, she hopes she can bridge those divides.
If you come into it knowing that people are trying their best based on the values and beliefs that they have, then you can start to address some of those values and beliefs on a more empathetic and productive level than just sort of writing certain colleagues off. And I would hope that they would do the same with me.
Pending any drastic changes to the election results, Gray, Carrick, and Armstrong will be sworn in as members of Alaska's 33rd legislature in January. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.
The Alaska Native Sisterhood honored Ethel Lund as a champion for Native health care at a memorial service in Juneau on Friday. Lund died earlier this month at the age of 91. Lund is Tlingit and grew up in Wrangell. As a young woman, she used her clout as an officer with the Alaska Native Sisterhood to help found the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, known as SEARCH. It's one of the largest Native-run health care organizations in the country.
She had a great big heart for everybody.
Marcelo Quinto first met Lund at a joint convention of the Alaska Native Sisterhood and Brotherhood.
She was a smart gal, and she was determined, for sure. And she was probably one of the nicest people I ever met in my life. She just was just a real lady.
Quinto is 81 and most recently served with Lund on the board of the Healing Hand Foundation. He believes the death of Lund's mother from tuberculosis fueled her passion for health care. In an interview with KSTK Radio 2 years ago, Lund talked about her bout with TB while she was in nursing school in Portland. She said she was in bed in the hospital for a year and a half.
That really made me kind of angry.
TB put an end to her schooling and to other dreams.
I forgot to tell you I had a boyfriend. He was from Juneau, and he was good-looking in my eyes.
But while she was in convalescence, her boyfriend fell in love and married someone else. Lund recovered, eventually married, and had children. In her later years, one of her passions was integrating traditional and modern medicine. Her grandfather taught her about the power of healing plants.
The Devil's Club. That's a magic plant to our people.
Lynn spent her last years at the Sitka Pioneer Home and talked about her hopes that a new generation of Alaska Native medical professionals would also embrace traditional healing. In 2020, she was named Grand President Emeritus of the Alaska Native Sisterhood. She also served as the Sea Alaska Board of Directors and was the Executive President of the Central Council of the Tlingit Haida and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. And after a heated debate last week, the Skagway Borough Assembly scrapped the alternative mooring plan for 2023. The plan was part of an effort to expand dock capacity to allow large cruise ships to moor at the ore dock, as questions remain about the viability of the town's largest dock. KHNS's Mike Swayze has that story.
Skagway's economy is about 95% tourism-based, and most of those visitors come to town via cruise ship. With significant rock slides impacting White Pass and Yukon Route's railroad dock during the 2022 season, the municipality looked to make a move to allow post-Panamax-sized cruise ships with up to 4,000 passengers to dock at the ore dock in 23. Community leaders feared that losing those large ships would be devastating for local businesses. Previously, the Assembly moved to purchase materials and request bids for their alternative mooring project. But on Thursday night, the lowest bid submitted by Skagway-based Hamilton Construction was voted down, effectively killing the short-term project. The six-person Assembly split the vote down the middle 3-3, as Assembly members Hansen, Hilton, and Henry all voted to award the contract. After a heated debate with Hansen, Mayor Andrew Cremata broke the tie and cast the deciding no vote.
We had four responsive bids, Mayor, that all said they could do this aggressive timeline. That's four responsive bids.
I also have a manager. I have the chair of finance. I have multiple people from the public. I have Norwegian saying they won't dock on it. I've got Royal Caribbean saying they won't dock on it. The people who are going to use it. I vote no.
Cremata cited significant progress on the rock slide mitigation project above the railroad dock, and the aggressive timeline of the ore dock redesign, he said, was likely to be delayed due to permitting and weather conditions as reasons for his no vote. Both the borough manager and a representative from the contractor overseeing the rock slide mitigation project shared optimism that the mitigation is going so well that it will allow for two ships to dock at the railroad dock in 2023, including a post-Panamax-sized ship. Standard-sized cruise ships would then be able to dock at Ore and Broadway docks. The long-term Ore dock redevelopment plan is still on track to begin in the fall of 2023. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
A gale force weather system has been making its way through the region today. The rain is with us to stay this week, but might turn to snow or a wintry mix by Thursday. The winds will die down tonight, but come back late on Wednesday at the leading edge of a more powerful storm headed our way for Thanksgiving. Currently 43 degrees with light rain at Juneau International Airport.